It was the end of a great day. My wife and I were on our way home. It was about midnight. We were both relaxed and enjoying the ride on a clear autumn night. I was preparing to exit onto a major four-lane road. Sarah and I frequently pray as we travel, especially at night. We were both in a reflective mood and decided to pray about halfway home. I had already finished praying to God. Sarah was still talking to him as we started up the long exit ramp. She was asking him for his protection on all her family who were also traveling home that evening. Little did she know we were about to become the recipients of that very protection. We both were watching the traffic light as we got about halfway up the ramp. It was solid green. There were no vehicles in front of us, so we simply rolled into the intersection at about 30 miles an hour to make the sweeping left turn onto the other road. As we entered the intersection, we saw a flash of light to our left and instantly heard a loud crash and felt a jarring impact. Our bodies were thrown to the right, then whipped back immediately to an upright position. I felt a sharp blow to my lower side and back as our car stopped dead in the intersection. It felt like somebody had hit me full force with a baseball bat. I just sat there dazed and moaning. I couldn't believe what had just happened. I heard my wife asking if I was okay. I told her my back hurt, but otherwise I seemed to be all right. I asked if she was injured, expecting an answer involving neck pain. Praise God, she was completely unhurt. I then realized that I didn't have any neck trauma either. In spite of being violently slammed sideways, we had no obvious injuries to our necks. The paramedics checked me over in the car, then helped me out the passenger side because the driver's side was crushed shut. They checked me out in the ambulance and said I was okay except for some possible bruised ribs where the side impact door beam hit me in the back. I didn't even have to go to the hospital. Our car had to be towed away. It had almost $10,000 damage, but we walked away. Amazingly, the three teenagers in the Blazer that hit us were also completely unharmed. The speed limit was 45 miles per hour on that road, and the driver said she had a green light, so she would not have been slowing down before she hit us broadside in the intersection. There's no reasonable explanation for the lack of serious injuries for all of us, unless we believe in miracles. We do. I don't know why God chose to spare me and my wife this time, but we're very thankful that He did. He also extended His mercy to the three teens that we didn't even know and spared them too. I don't claim to know all the answers. All I can testify to is the fact that at the time of impact, my wife was talking to God and asking for His protection, and we walked away from this wreck with no serious injuries. The facts speak for themselves.
All the colors of the rainbow.